Welcome to Wise Words with Dan, filled with inspiration, guidance, stories, and helping raise awareness so that you listeners can take away something from this podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for listening to Wise Words with Dan. Renee.
We are live. Hello.
We are live. Hello. Hello. How are we doing today?
Well, I always... Look, I've already broken a cup and a glass container, so I can't believe it.
Just before we came onto the podcast, so what happened? How did you break it? Tell us.
So I put the glass container on a uneven surface and I opened up the cupboard to open and it just came flying out and just smashed everywhere. And my favorite Paris cup, which I got back in Paris, I think it was 2016, broke this morning as I was getting it out of the dishwashing rack. So I was already upset about that. So,
But you didn't cut yourself or anything, did you?
No, I'm okay. I mean, the Anzac cookies that my poor boyfriend made are full of glass right now, so...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Can you wash it off somehow?
I don't know what we're going to do. I can't believe it.
God.
How have you been?
Yeah, I've been good. You know, I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast. My last podcast was actually with Brendan, which was a couple of weeks ago. So I've been slacking off with the podcast. Plus, you've been... traveling yourself, actually. You just came back from Tasmania not too long ago.
And I say to everyone who hasn't been to Tasmania, you have to check it out. It is just so wholesome and relaxing. People there have time for you. People aren't assholes. I feel like, I'm sorry to say, but Sydney are full of entitled bitches that are just out for themselves. maybe that's a bit too mean, but that's just how I've been feeling.
You're being late.
Yeah, I'm just being honest. Like, I was reversing out of my driveway yesterday, and it takes 2 seconds to pull out and drive straight. And this lady had to wait 1 second, and she was already rolling her eyes, throwing her hands up, saying, like, come on. And I'm like, on a moment, I'm just reversing out of my own driveway here. But anyway, I've just moved and we're about to move again. So
I know you just got settled into the new place and now you're planning on moving. No, not anytime soon though, is it?
Oh yeah, I think so. Look, to give you guys the rundown, it was an emergency leaving Colonel. I can't go back into that because of legal reasons and everything. We had to get out and we got the first place that we could find, and I thought, okay, it's a block of four people, it's all secluded, what could go wrong? And again, I can't go into what has happened. Series of unfortunate events have happened here since we've moved, and again, for legal reasons, I can't go into it, but it has been testing. It's been like my mental health, my partner's mental health, just like our life. I don't want to come on here and sound like a Debbie Downer or bring anyone's mood down, but the reason why you started this podcast and why I come on is, you know, life is all about the highs and the lows, and I'm just being vulnerable here. And to say, if anyone is going through a hard period of time right now, that you're not alone. And if I can feel like make someone seem heard, or someone's going through something similar and they want advice, please reach out to me. My DMs are always welcome for you. And I'm sending out to love to anyone that is struggling at the moment. But 2023, holy moly,
hasn't got off to a great start for you.
Holy moly. It's just the whole year started rocky, and it's just been like this year. But I don't want to put that bad energy, like that bad karma onto this year.
We're only in, what month is it? May? Are we in May?
We're coming into May in two days.
Coming into May in 2 days. Don't worry, it's only still the start of the year, and you've got time to turn your luck around and have a good rest of the year. You know,
our next move is going to be a permanent move, so fingers crossed with everything.
Do you know where you want to relocate to?
Yes, and the list is high and big, and I'm going to be very fussy.
Do you want to stay in your area in Cronulla, really?
That's a great question. Who knows where I'm going to be? I actually don't know. But again, I'll update you guys once we've moved, once we've figured things out. Again, we can't stay here long term because the series of events, like, you could imagine.
When you told me, I couldn't believe the amount of.
It's like a Netflix series. Honestly, it's like every day there's an event.
There's an event. That's why I'm so glad you just got away to Tasmania for a few days, because I think you needed to really recharge, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, I love it. Like, one of my favorite highlights from that trip was staying an extra, you know, day because we missed our flight, and my nan was originally born in that hometown, and my family tree, like from convicts and things, I've got an Irish background. They actually were bought, like came across on one of the first convicts. And they had 7 years they had to serve building all these factories and buildings for 7 years. And after that, they were given land, my ancestors, and they had a farm. And, after generation after generation, like my nan was born down there. I saw the school that she went to, still standing. The building, my sister just moved down there with her fiance. So the building that my sister is actually working in is one, my ancestors built that building, and two, my nan's father, so my great-great-grandfather, used to work in the same building. It's just, it blows your mind.
That's actually crazy, hey. That's like a long family tree.
It is crazy. The cafes, the food down there, the coffee down there, the chais down there.
You gotta tell us, what part of Tasmania is this? Like, where did you go to?
So we went to Hobart, and then we stayed about 15 minutes out of town in an Airbnb. Oh, best Airbnb ever. And we just, one day, I forget how old my nan is, because I drag her around everywhere, because Aiden, my partner, works 7 days a week, so he doesn't get time off. Like, he will eventually after we get to our end goal, but at the moment he just needs to hustle for this period of time. Anyway, my nan's retired. Always forget that she's 75 years old. On one day.
Can I just say, for 75 years old, she is fit as a fiddle.
Like, we did 25 kilometres.
A bushwalk, 25 kilometres.
No. That was just Hobart alone.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, we went to this beautiful forest as well with all these beautiful, funky, different colour mushrooms. It was like, you know, you were somewhere else out of this world. And I feel like Tasmania really nails that on the head with, you feel like you are somewhere else. I don't want to come back home. I want to move there. It makes Sydney look.
Like what was the highlight for you in Tassie?
Forest, and also there is a museum down there called Mona. Mm. Have you been, Daniel?
No. I've been to Tasmania, but I went to
Launceston. Yeah. So people feel like Launceston people don't like Hobart people. Hobart people don't like Launceston.
Why is that?
I think because Launceston's more like inland. and Hobart's more city. There's more things happening.
Yeah.
They just got approved today to build a football stadium. So I think that's the new AFL team that I'll go for when that comes up, actually.
A new AFL team in Tassie coming.
Yes, yes. Just got announced. How cool is that?
What team?
I don't know. It's just watch it unravel, or just see how it goes.
So that's going to be your new AFL team?
Yes.
So you're leaving this morning, are you?
Yeah. Well, they were always like, look, I'll report back on who is my final team. I mean, everyone has a sneaky second team. So
where are they building this AFL stadium?
Right on the water in Hobart City.
Wow. That's going to be cool. I didn't even know that till now. So that's actually a great announcement to make. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're actually building that there. But that, anyway, going back to the museum, this guy called David Welsh, he was Hobart born and bred. There's a whole book about him. I wish I bought it. And I think he won like a crazy amount of dollars in the Melbourne Cup 1 year. And then he decided to buy a piece of land in Hobart and turn it into a museum and winery. And the artwork changes all the time. It's all different and weird artwork, but I loved it. I loved different abilities of art, different expressions of art, the way art makes you feel. I was blown away. Like, I loved it.
Some amazing stuff with it.
Oh, it's just, yeah, I just can't stop. I just want to go back.
So this guy, what's his name? Andrew what?
No, David Welsh.
Oh, David Welsh.
So if you type in Google Mona Museum Hobart, it will come up. There's also an online store. They sell some whack things in the on the online. But, yeah, it was incredible. Like, everyone that has a piece in that museum is extremely talented.
He pretty much won, like, a Melbourne Cup. Like, he betted on a horse and won a lot of money.
Yeah.
How much did he win?
I have no idea, but I guess it will say in the book.
Ah.
Yes.
That's crazy. Hey, if he pretty much, like, won the lotto in a sense and just used that money to open up a museum.
That's it.
Wow. That's interesting. I might actually search him up after this.
Yes, David Welsh. Yeah.
David Welsh to get a bit of an insight. Wow. So you're convinced. So because your sister moved to Tassie with her partner, not that long ago. How long ago was this?
I think in March made the move. Yeah.
Wow. And they're probably not regretting it at all now, hey?
Oh, she just, I don't think she can come back to Sydney.
Is that what she told you?
Yeah.
Is she like loving it there, is she?
Oh, she's loving it.
Yeah. 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 No, like, honestly, like, from the photos that you've sent me from your time in Tassie, I was like, I was in awe. I'm just like,
but I felt like the photos weren't doing it justice.
Yeah, well, it never does. Yeah.
It never does.
You've got to be there to live it and experience it and to understand the true magic of it.
That's it.
Like, the photos of your rainforest adventure, like, what you showed me, like, I didn't even know some of these plants existed. I was like, what the hell? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that they ever existed.
That was, like, what plants did you see? Run us through the, like, mushrooms and plants you see.
Oh, just, there is a book on fungi, but I just, yeah, it's just too much. Like, the air was so dense, so it was so fresh. Felt like an oxygen tank for my lungs. I don't think we are aware as a society on the pollution that's around the water we drink, the food that we eat. Like, down there, everything's homegrown as well, and it's seasonal. So they eat in season.
Yeah.
Which is really healthy. And then plus I took my supplements down with me, and I've been taking this new brand, shout out to Forage, the reason why I'm taking it is to help all my levels and my hormone levels to be the best that it can possibly be. I've always suffered from low iron and cycles being irregular. And I think because of all the stress this year alone has been, I can't believe, knock on wood, I'm not sick, but this has been keeping me afloat. So the secret ingredient, I know, like when I had, like when I was told the first ingredient was beef liver, I'm like, I couldn't have, I've tried liver, chicken liver once, and I almost projectile vomit everywhere. Like, oh, like yeah. It makes me gag thinking about it.
Yeah.
But this is freeze-dried beef liver in like this fermented blend with probiotics and everything. And the reason why I bought it was people were posting their actual blood tests from being at a level 30 to level 90 in about 2 months.
What, so just from having that, is it?
Sorry?
Well, just from that, was it?
Just from that, taking that consistently. And then people that were struggling to conceive gave up alcohol and just had that alone and fell pregnant pretty much straight away. So it's an incredible blend. Men can have it too. I'm planning to make some chocolate balls and put some in that for Aiden because he won't have anything that I'm having. He hates having vitamins, but if I won't tell him, I'll be like, oh, I just made these chocolate protein balls. He would eat it.
Yeah.
And he won't even know.
Unless he listens to this episode.
Which he won't.
Yeah, so there you go. You're fine. That's so good. That's so good. But yeah, that's interesting. Like, I did not know that about, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I will leave it in the show notes, the Forage website. There's lots of podcasts with her. Maybe we should get her on as well. Lots of testimonials. If you go on her Instagram page, there's before and after and everyone's test results and testimonials. So highly recommend. If you're struggling with iron levels, trying to conceive, if you're constantly sick, if you are stressed as well. Look, I'm no naturopath or nutritionist, but the person that made this is. So all the information we'll leave behind for you to research yourself.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'll definitely add this to the show notes because this is actually really interesting. Like, yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of people will be into wanting to know more about it. And from what you've described, yeah. That's crazy. You're very knowledgeable. You've taken a lot of knowledge from your trip, I've noticed.
Yeah, I've gained a lot. You know, every experience, like where I am right now isn't the best. Like I'm not thriving, but knowing that it's okay. Like when I do move and once we get something better, then I can always appreciate it a lot more going through the hard times. I think you need to have the hard to appreciate the good.
Well, look, I always say this. I'm like, you're not like in the journey of life. You know, you're always
here. We go, wise words with Dan plug.
There you go. This is why it's called Wise Words with Dan. Now, but like, in all honesty, like, we go through life, we're always going to go through struggles, no matter what, no matter if you're the most wealthiest person in the world or the most poorest person in the world, everyone will go through struggles in life, no matter if it's to do with money, to do with relationships. It's just how you handle it and how you come out of it and what you take away from those bad experiences in order to thrive off the better ones, you know?
Amen. Amen.
It is. And you know, it's pretty much a test in character. It's like God is testing you through those hardships to see how you deal with it and how you overcome it and how you... You know, like that famous quote, they say, you know, it's not, you know, your true character is tested through the darkest times, not the best of times. I think I quoted that completely wrong, but anyway. but yeah. yeah, so I guess that's my point. Yeah, so Rennie, I wholeheartedly believe things will get better for you sooner rather than later, 100%. And it's all about, honestly, it's all about how you, it's a mindset. It's all about how you manage stress, how you manage to cope with adversity. You got to have that mindset to be like, okay, I'm having a bad day, I'm having a bad week, or I'm even having a bad month. But, you know, there's pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah, there's always pot of gold at the end of the tunnel. And, like, each and every pillar, I can't believe it. Like, my luck. Like, half the things, well, all the things, 9 times out of 10, isn't my fault. And people don't believe me.
It's just bad luck on your end, really, you know?
Yeah, in every aspect of my life, like, my luck at the minute is gone. But I will say I have been saged before I went away. Oh, God. If I told you this, like, the story about my living situation, it's serious, but the way I tell it is, like, lighthearted and funny. Like,
I don't, sometimes, like, when you tell me these stories, I laugh, but I don't mean to laugh. It's just funny.
You can't believe it. And I'm like, so Daniel, what has happened to you?
like, I just can't believe it that I start laughing. Like, I'm just like, how do I react? Like, oh, yeah. The craziness in your life sometimes. yeah. But, like, in all honesty, Rennie, things will only get better. Like,
And
like, you're already planning on your next move in moving places, so.
Yes.
And I'm sure, you know, third time lucky, nothing, you'll have a much, much better experience at your new home, wherever you land.
Wherever I land. So how's life with you? Any updates?
Yeah, so last night, actually, first of all, I want to tell you guys, because it's been a couple of weeks since I've done a podcast. I've actually gotten a new puppy. Her name is Lizzie. She is honestly the cutest dog I've ever seen in my life. Like, not to put down my other dogs, but she is so adorable.
Yeah, she's so cute.
She's a mix of corgi and cavalier. I post photos all the time on my Instagram and my Facebook of photos of her. She is so cute, and she's a bit like a sausage dog, you know. She's got the body, you know, and
the long body.
She's got the long body, and I called her Lizzie because Queen Elizabeth, she had a corgi dog, and I'm like, you know what? It's only fitting to name her after the Queen, Lizzie. You call her Lizzie McGuire, don't you?
Yeah, after me.
After you, Lizzie McGuire.
wait to meet her.
But, you know, the toilet training sucks, man. It's toilet training is a nightmare. Like, but you just have to now she's gotten a lot better with toilet training. Like, she's starting to understand that she has to be outside, which is good. But it's taken a few weeks to get there.
well, finally, she's getting there.
Yeah. And she's like, she's probably about now, she's forgot how old she is, but she's probably over 6 months old now. Or no, like 4 months now or something. Yeah. So she's got, you know, pups, they grow super quickly. They grow super quickly. And like, from the time I got her, which was only 4 weeks ago, she's grown nearly twice her size now. Like,
it's wow. Crazy.
I think she's going to be bigger than my other dogs.
Wow.
Yeah. And also, yes, so what else I've been doing? I actually been on a... So this is where I jumped out of my comfort zone last night. I actually went on I don't like to call it speed dating, but like a social dating event.
You need to tell me more about that, because I have friends, not me, but friends of mine that would like to go with you next time.
Really? Yeah. They should come along. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went to a social dating event last night. It was at the Royal Hotel. It was actually, honestly, like, because where I work is close to the Royal Hotel. So after work, you know, just had a couple of drinks with workmates after work, then went off to this hotel, to this social dating event. Honestly, I'm not going to lie at all, I was pretty nervous heading into this place. I was pretty calm throughout the day, but like once I got there and once I got to this event and got to the room and I started to see people coming in, there were over at least 150 people at this event. It was actually nuts. Like more people than I thought. I thought it was going to be like 50 people at least. It was like double that, nearly. But yeah, when I saw people coming, that's when I started to get a little bit nervous. And I'm like, okay, you know, I do this for a living. I speak to people as part of my job every day, trying to sell them on charities. You know, I shouldn't have an issue speaking to women. So yeah, got a drink in me, just waited for the right time, and then I just started mingling with people. My first approach is I started speaking to a couple of guys there, asking them how their night's going, why they turned up to the event. You know, have they been?
Why were they turning up to this event? What was the reoccurring theme?
So pretty much a couple of guys that I spoke to, they've been to a couple of these social events. So this wasn't their first time being at a social event like this, a dating social event. They're like, yeah, it's a great experience. Yeah. And one of the guys, actually a couple of months ago, he was on one of these speed dating events before he came to this one. And he said, it's kind of a bizarre experience, the speed dating side of things. So apparently, like, you know, these guys were over Tinder, they were over Bumble, and they were just like, you know, it's time to meet people face to face and just put themselves out there. And yeah, so I think everyone was like me, you know, wanting to just put ourselves out there, just meet new people, mingle. And it's not necessarily about meeting your soulmate, it's just about
getting out there. So important.
Exactly. Just even if you make friends from it, I think it's a win in itself, you know. So that's the mindset I had, and I think that's what kind of helped me enjoy myself and just mingle with a lot of girls as well, which was quite good. And it's kind of interesting, you hear stories about certain people. Spoke to one girl who works in real estate. I spoke to another girl who works in a law firm. So it's just interesting to hear, you know, the jobs people do for a living and why they do what they do, what made them want to pursue those career paths. It's kind of interesting to hear people's story. And I think I just kind of enjoyed that aspect, just having a conversation with people and just getting to know them for them. Honestly, in all honesty, that it was a success. Like, I really enjoyed myself. I honestly thought for most part I wasn't going to enjoy myself leading up to the event, but I ended up having a really great time. They gave us like, when I walked into this event, they gave us like a card, like, you know.
Okay, hold on. How much was the event, first of all?
$32.
That's pretty good. So what did that include?
So that included a free complimentary drink on arrival.
That's nice.
Which was all right. And yeah, so there was a lot of finger food there too, which was good. But yeah, so they gave us a card upon arrival, you know, like 10 of spades, an ace, a king.
Oh, that's cool.
So what we had to do is they'll give us a card and we'll have to find the person that has the same card as me. So it's like, you know, trying to find your match with the person that has the same card. I didn't end up finding the person that had the same card as me, but it was just...
You know. Are you serious?
No, I didn't.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Look, there were that many people there. As I said, 150 people. And probably people forgot about it and probably just gave up on finding other people that had the card. But yeah. It's kind of an icebreaker. Like, if you want to start a conversation with someone, you could use that card saying, oh, do you have the same card as me? Blah, blah, blah. And then just go from there, you know? So I think that was just an icebreaker to break the ice and start a conversation with people, really. But yeah, fun event. Honestly, I don't think I'm going to go back to online dating after this. Like,
whoa. Honestly, so, like, the new, like, people are getting over apps and they want more different avenue of dating, different world of dating.
Yeah, there was 100%. It's like, just, yeah, like, honestly, I prefer face-to-face so much more than just online dating, because you never know when you speak to someone online if they'll be the same person
that they are online.
Yeah, that's it. Fuck, I got my words out eventually, but yeah.
So what's your dream girl? Her personalities, what does she look like? Run me through your dream girl.
Look, they don't have to be like a supermodel, but but like just down to earth, has a great sense of humor, just easy to talk to, someone that's not like up themselves or thinks highly of themselves too much, just someone that's just casual, easygoing, down to earth, funny, has a great sense of humor, really. Those are all the qualities I look for in a woman, really. And let me tell you, last night I met a couple of people that really matched that criteria. So it was kind of interesting, you know. It was good to have that, to see that.
That's good. And I'm going to ask you, like, to put you out of your comfort zone. So what is the main run here that's in the middle of the year that goes for 10 kilometres?
The Bondi?
No, Sutherland.
Oh, the Sutherland.
I challenge you this year to keep you accountable for your weight loss journey, to start training for that and come mid-July to actually run it. And I'm holding you accountable right now on this podcast to actually run it with me.
But fucking hell, you waited for this moment.
Yeah, man. I did.
Fuck you, man. God, I knew you had something up your sleeve. Shit.
How did you know I had something up my sleeve?
I sensed it and I'm like, fuck. Now cool. I know. So when did this event begin?
It's like the 13th of July or 20th of July or something.
Okay. And it's a 10 kilometre. It's a 10K. So
Sutherland. It starts in Sutherland and it finishes at Cronulla Beach.
Fuck. Okay.
Start training.
Well, I'll just continue my. I've got to start going on the bay walk a bit more now to train.
You have to start running it.
Yeah, I might have to. You've jog got it.
This afternoon. There's still more hours left in the day. Upload this podcast, and I want to see you on the story of you jogging it, and getting ready for the Sutherland to surf.
All right. Well. Challenge accepted.
Wow.
Challenge accepted. And plus I've never done like the city to Bondi or.
You mean someone to surf city to Bondi? Yeah.
Yeah, I've never done any of those events, so it'll be good to participate in one. So yeah, I'm up for the challenge. I'm up for the challenge. And if I don't do it, what's the punishment?
You'll have to do a live stream of 100 burpees.
Fuck. A live stream of 100 burpees?
Yes.
Fuck. Okay. Well, I have no choice but to participate in this event.
Actually, not 100. Let's just make it 1,000 and you have to do it in intervals.
Are you trying to kill me, man?
Yeah.
Are you trying to put me in an early grave or what?
An early grave. Oh, that's something funny that just reminds me, we're on the plane and my nan pointed down and it's like, oh, my auntie like is from that place and I've got cousins in this place, and she's pointing down as the plane was getting low, like lower towards Tasmania, like Hobart Airport.
Yeah.
And I said to Nan, oh yeah, we should go visit them. And then Nan turns around and she's like, they're in the graveyard now, the cemetery.
That was actually like the best when you told me that. That was like so funny.
Oh, something so stupid.
your Nan's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, she was cacking at that. She was laughing. Yeah.
How did she feel being back at Hobart?
She loved it. She always feels like it's home.
Yeah, because she grew up there, didn't she?
Home is where your heart is.
Why did she end up leaving and coming to Sydney?
I think that is a story for the next potty.
Like, she probably regrets it, thinking, oh, shit, I should have stayed in Hobart, hey?
Well, she was 16. She had no choice but to leave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because her parents wanted to send her to school.
Not necessarily. So they started in Hobart, moved to Melbourne, and then moved to Sydney. They liked Melbourne, but then she hated Sydney.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha. Wow. Is that where she met her partner? In Melbourne or Sydney?
Sydney, yeah.
Wow, there you go.
So
you feel like one day you're going to be living in Hobart?
I don't know where I am going to be, but it's definitely, I don't think it's going to be here.
Was your sister trying to convince you to move?
I think so.
Move over there?
I think so.
Well, what was she saying?
Oh, you don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
Yeah.
Good. Well then, well, no, I'm glad you had a good adventure, Annie. And as I said, good luck will come your way.
Yes, and hold in tight, guys, for next week. We'll be uploading another podcast. Again, Wise Words with Dan's inbox is open, as well as mine, for different topics or different guests that we want to have on here. I know we haven't been productive as we normally are. I think
I've been slacking off. Usually I upload episodes every week, and it's been a couple of weeks since I've uploaded episodes, so we need to start to be more consistent.
Yeah, and I've had a lot on my plate in every aspect of my life, career, life, just everything in general. So yes, bear with us.
And like you said, like Renee said, we're going to be uploading next week as well. There'll be another podcast coming your way. So, and yeah, well, like you said, we want to start bringing in guest speakers for myself and Renee to interview together. So,
if you are a guest speaker, or if you know of any guest speakers that you'd like to have on or be best suited for this podcast, again, please DM us or email us. And, yeah, we'll see if we can bring that to life here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, guys, we're going to continue to provide the best content, as well as, like, even tell us, like, what do you guys want us to talk about? Like, we're happy to... We're an open book. We're happy to talk about a wide range of different topics.
Whether it's like relationships, dating, sending in your questions and us debunkering them.
Because we want to relate to you guys the best we can. And the only way we can do that is you letting us know what you want us to talk about. So feel free to do that, to send in your messages and what you want to hear, because we're all about you guys and we just want to provide the best content for you guys.
Perfect. Well said. Well, catch you in next week's episode.
See you next week, and thank you guys for listening to another edition of Wise Words with Renee and Dan. Until next week, guys, stay safe. Please, if you like today's episode, share it with your mates. Follow us on my Instagram, Wise Words with Dan. You can follow us on Facebook, Why Is There At This Down, or even give us a follow on Spotify. That's also important, or in Anchor, because we're on all podcast apps. Any podcast app you go on, you'll find Why Is There At This Down. So, yeah, feel free to follow us on any platform that's convenient for you. But yeah, besides that, guys, until next time, thank you and have a nice, productive week.
You too, Dan. Good luck on the 7K run.
I'm taking up your challenge, so I'm going to do it. I'm doing it.
All right.
Ciao.